And as a supplement to our New Testament lesson, I want to share with you words that Dr. King shared at the 5th General Synod of our United Church of Christ when they gathered in 1965 in the city of Chicago on July 6th. And this is an excerpt from his keynote address. First and foremost, I'm a minister of the gospel. I love the church, and I feel that human rights are a part of it. For me, at least, the basis of my struggle for equality is something that began with a religious motivation. And I know that my faith has come to mean more to me than ever before. I've come to believe more and more in a personal God, not a process, but a person, a creative power with infinite love who answers prayers. The church is not the master or the servant of the state, but rather the conscience of the state. Although the church has been called to combat social evils, it has often remained silent behind the tranquil security of stained glass windows. How often the church has been an echo rather than a voice, a taillight behind the Supreme Court and other government agencies and institutions, rather than a headlight guiding men and women progressively and decisively to higher levels of understanding and commitment. Our history and our destiny as a people lies in our willingness to speak until the strongholds of prejudice and bigotry crumble before the new creation of justice and equality for all of God's children. Can we each of us take courage and strength for our own struggles in the hearing of these sacred words?